Let's go to Dean Bulldog Richie. He is the number one rugby league writer of the Daily and Sunday Telegraph. And there it is, a big day for rugby league today with a massive game at Leichhardt. G'day, Dino.
Yeah, good morning, Jimmy, and good morning, Ray.
Hey, Dino.
You out at Leichhardt today?
I will be, Jimmy. There are certain games in a year that you really look forward to as a journo. I mean, you love covering the game and you love getting to all the different grounds and seeing all the different teams. But today's got a real special feel to it. You know there's going to be hot dog sellers out. You'll smell the fries cooking and you'll know the crowd will be big. And it's just got a lovely suburban Sunday afternoon field at Leichhardt Oval. And it's a big game, of course, in the circumstances, semi-finals. So it's all there for the Tigers today. But, of course, you know, it's the Sharks there to spoil the party because I think personally, among other teams, like St. George, Illawarra and the Cowboys, that if the Sharks don't make the semi-finals, it's been a year of failure for them, given the roster that they have.
Yeah, no, fair point. Hey, Dino, what's your mail? Will Robbie Farah play?
Look, Ray, officially they won't make a decision until 1 p.m, an hour before kickoff. Look, he's named in Jersey 21 still. He's on as a reserve, but he didn't train yesterday, right?
Yeah.
So that's a fair indication that he won't play. But look, officially, we won't know until just before kickoff. He only broke that that leg 27 days ago, Ray. So it would have been an absolute miracle for Robbie to have played. But look, at this point, mate, I don't think he'll be there.
No, I think that's been pretty clear now that the bid to play is going to fall short with Robbie Farah. Now, the Cowboys' recruitment, you want to have your say on that, Dino?
Yeah, there's a couple of players I'm hearing, Jimmy, that they're targeting. Quite clearly, they've been disappointing for a couple of years now. They're not superstar players, but I'm hearing that Esan Masters from West Tigers and Curtis Scott from the Melbourne Storm, who is a good player, Curtis Scott. He's had a couple of issues, but he was talked about as a possible Origin player, I think, 2 years ago. So certainly the Cowboys have got their eye on those two just to try to obviously bolster up their depth out wide. But I think Curtis Scott would be a handy pickup for any side, Jimmy.
Yeah, it's interesting. He hasn't quite made it happen this year.
He hasn't, yeah.
Melbourne.
Hey, Dino, what's the latest up there at Newcastle with the Knights and their coaching staff, mate?
Yeah, well, we all know that Adam O'Brien has the top job now, Ray. That's been formally announced clearly. David Ferner has been mentioned as an assistant coach, but I'm hearing Adam O'Brien hasn't nailed down who he wants alongside him just yet. Another name, though, that I'm hearing is Willie Peters from South Sydney. He's been the assistant coach there under Wayne Bennett. And, of course, he was previously at Manly when Trent Barrett was in charge. So I'm hearing Peters has emerged as a late contender for that assistant's job up there in Newcastle. So either way, I think Ferner and Peters are very good football brains. It's just a matter of which way O'Brien goes.
Oh, well, the interesting thing is that O'Brien's getting the chance to appoint who he wants as opposed to having someone appointed for him, which was the case when Tim Sheens was talked about as being a man to come up there, Dino. I think that's the key thing on that.
Well, it's fairly clear, Jimmy, to me that O'Brien's come in with a strong mindset. I think you'll find that he's a ruthless coach, but he knows what he wants. He's come through the Bellamy, Trent Robinson system. So I don't think he's a soft touch. So I think you'll find he's gone in there and said, look, I want A, B, C, D and E. And if I don't get it, well, I'm not coaching here. And certainly one of the stipulations I was told that he wanted in his contract was that he would appoint the assistant coaches. It wouldn't be a club official that did it.
There wouldn't be an NRL coach's contract that doesn't have that. So it would have been most strange if Adam O'Brien was to agree to it.
You want to put your men in there, don't you?
Of course you do.
You need your men there.
Totally understandable, too. Hey, and hopefully all of them are loyal. Doesn't always happen, right?
Yeah. We're all here, though, Jane. We're one team, aren't
mostly,
we?
Mostly, yep.
Yeah. Hey, Dino, you got some... he's a hard man to work with, Dino. Hey, Dino, you got some news on Cody Walker?
Yeah, look, Ray, he's not off contract until the end of next year. But as of November 1 this year, of course, clubs can formally make offers for Cody. He wants to stay. He's 30 years old, but he does realise that his next contract may well be his last.
Yep.
And it wouldn't surprise me, guys, if he throws himself on the open market and just sees what interest there is out there. South have got a tight salary cap. However, they do have a bit of money coming their way in terms of John Sutton tiring. But I think you'll find there's a few clubs already discussing the possibility of manoeuvring their salary cap just to have a nibble at Cody Walker to see what he's after, what he's worth, and whether they could squeeze him in. As I said, guys, he doesn't particularly want to leave South. He likes the club, but given it's his last deal, and if he can cop some big coin elsewhere, and given South have got salary cap issues in terms of there isn't a whole lot left over, who knows? Cody Walker may well have to look at all his options.
Got to be transparent. Mm. Got to be transparent with the salary cap, because have a look at this. Like, Greg Inglis has retired. Yeah, I know James Roberts came, but he came on a cheaper deal. Brisbane's paying a chunk of it as well. Same too with Jaden Sewer. Greg Inglis has retired.
Mm.
There's a fair bit of... The Burgess boy... George Burgess is going. So look, there's got to be money there somewhere. Yes, they're going to have to upgrade Campbell Graham. Yes, they're going to have to upgrade Cameron Murray.
Oh, what star he is.
But Cody Walker, if they're saying, oh, Cody, there's not much space in the cap, then you've got to start thinking, well, how much do they want me?
What would you think Cody Walker, Jimmy, I'll ask you here, would be worth on the open market, given he is 30, he's blossomed late, but he's also now a State of Origin player, albeit he didn't play an enormous role this year, but he does still have a blue jumper.
I reckon if you got him for $500,000, you got him cheap. If you got him for $600,000, you're probably at market value. If you got him for $700,000, you might be paying a little bit overs, but
okay,
he's a quality player. And I, from a longevity point of view, I like the fact that he hasn't played so much NRL footy. It means he might have some more miles like in the leagues.
4 or 5 years still to get.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think, Dino?
Yeah, I think you're about spot on, Jimmy. Look, there's clubs out there that will go, I think, to 700 for Cody. Whether you're right, Jimmy, and that is a fraction over what he is worth, but I think you'll find that he would quite comfortably pick up a three-year deal, at least, worth $2 million.
Mm. Yeah, and I reckon you've got to pay him a little bit more to leave. South could probably pay him a little bit less to stay. Yeah.
Hey, Dino, what's your take on the Hudson Young incident yesterday in the Raiders Warriors clash?
Yeah, I heard Zorba on the show before. Mm. Look, guys, let's just wait to see what the charge sheet says. It'll come out probably sometime later this morning. But from what we saw, it didn't look good. He's had a couple of cracks around the face and the eyes. He's already got done, I think, this year on an Aiden Tolman. Look, if he's found guilty, and if he's charged, as we think it would be, contrary conduct, he would be directed straight to the judiciary on Wednesday night.
Yes.
And if he's found guilty, yeah, you know, I think he should look at a year on the sideline.
Wow.
Oh, I don't think he'll get that. I think your minimum 10 weeks. Minimum.
Jimmy, eye gouging.
I know.
Again, let me stress.
Well, hang on.
If he's found guilty, he's the lowest, grubbiest act in the game.
What about Josh Maguire? What about Josh Maguire? What did he get? Three weeks.
I thought he should have got more.
Yeah, yeah. So you got to weigh up. Well, what's the precedent?
What are the precedents?
This is going to make a lot of people smile. What's consistent and what's not? 10 weeks, 10 plus weeks, in my mind.
Just got 10 weeks. I think it was
nine. Nine.
His gouge on Robbie, but Jimmy, there's got to be a line in the sand here. They've got to make a hard call and a call. That is a statement, and that statement's got to say that gouging can't be tolerated. It's not tolerated now.
No.
However, you know, 6 or 7 weeks, to me, that's just not long enough.
Yeah.
I think they've got to make a statement that, right, you are gone, see you in 12 months.
Yeah. Well, I think a little harsh, but anyway, we'll take people's thoughts on that. 1353 53, the open line number. Now, you're close to the Manly club. Will they have 17 to run out next week for their semi-final based on what we heard from Zorba, a.k.a. Des Hasler in disguise?
Yeah, they'll build a team. You know, Desi loves this kind of stuff.
Loves it.
He loves back to the wall, everyone riding off his side. But having said that, clearly there's some issues down there in terms of injuries. Sirenin and Paseka now the last, well, latest two to go. So, look, he's going to struggle to field a competitive side, Des. There's no doubt about that. But they've got a home semi-final, and they'll have a red-hot crack, Manly. They'll grind away. They'll play the style that Desi loves. And you know what, Jimmy? I'm not going to write Manly off. Mm. I just have a gut feeling that Des will have this side ready. to rock in front of a sellout crowd at Brookie. And I've just got a sneaking suspicion. I'm not going to put my hard earned on it, mind you, but I've just got a suspicion that they will come out and absolutely have a fair dick and crack Manly. And if anyone who writes Manly off just yet, given their injuries, is a fool.
Yeah, Manly at home, Jim.
That's the whole point. That's the whole point we're getting at. Zorba said, "Oh, we may as well not turn up." Well, he didn't say that, but he was saying, "Oh, how hard is it going to be for
Very hard to beat." Hey, Dino, two games.
Hey, Zorba wanted the game on because he can get in the private suite knee.
Dean. So,
well,
mate,
true.
Yeah, absolutely. Accuracy again from Dean Bulldog Ritchie on this program.
Number one man. Hey, Dino, two games to complete the home and away season. Obviously, the major interest is the Tigers and Sharks. You mentioned Farah. Any other changes there, plus the Panthers Knights at 4 o'clock?
Yeah, nothing more at that Tigers camp other than the news earlier in the week that Moses Mbai, he's got a hip flexor and won't play. Now, Matt Moylan was on the reserves bench for Cronulla, Ray, but he has been cut from that side. He won't play through that hamstring injury. Mm-hmm. Sean Dodson, though, had a quad. He's been passed pick play. And Josh Dugan has passed concussion protocol tests. So he will take his place in that Shark side for the 2 o'clock game at Leichhardt. And, of course, Panthers nice 4 p.m. up there at Penrith this afternoon. The Panthers should be 1 through 17. Josh Mansell was cut from the squad last night. James Maloney's last game for Penrith. And the one significant change for the Newcastle Knights, Sean Kennedy-Dow goes out. The young kid called Stafford Toa will be his replacement. Okay.
Not a bad name, is it, Stafford Toa? Any other news around Dino?
Yeah, that's pretty much it, Jimmy, in terms of news. Cody Walker, I think, will be a significant story in coming weeks, as will the Knights coaching staff. But all eyes this afternoon, I think, Jimmy, will be on Leichhardt. It's going to be an absolute belter. And when the Tigers run out this afternoon, I think you'll hear the roar right across Sydney.
That'd be fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic, won't it? Good on you, Dino. We'll speak next week.
Thanks, boys.